What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You can do today that was only available on the Jetsons. You can drive a car, don't need no gas. Take that to a house, don't need no electricity. You can talk to an AI, write a letter to your plastic wife and your styrofoam kids all in the same day. You can do some wonderful. You can play games for a living. You can be a gamer. Hold on, you can be an influencer. And get this, you could be an influencer and not influence a do a thing. You could be an influenceless influencer.
Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. It's the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End. We are one day post-Met Gala. We did it, guys.
It was beautiful.
We did it. I can honestly say didn't see a single bit of coverage.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well,
I can't stand the Met Gala.
I love it. They always come with something like to try and impress the crowd, I feel.
Who cares?
Someone was wearing a piano.
Cool.
Wow, those things are heavy, okay?
The only thing I can think of when I think of the Met Gala is there's celebrities' personal assistants having the worst month of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I saw a meme the other day that was like, what happens in there? Does anybody know? Because the only thing that anybody ever talks about is what happens outside the Met Gala. Do we know what happens inside the Met Gala?
I don't think so.
Right. I know it's supposedly a charitable event. There's some sort of money being raised for something.
Yeah, are they the ones donating?
I don't know. Literally zero people care or report about the philanthropic side of the Met Gala. I think that they are, in that they have to pay to attend.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I have no idea.
And don't they have a different theme each year, too?
Couldn't tell ya.
Wow.
I don't know. Isn't the theme always weird?
No. Oh, this theme this year is tailoring black style.
Black is an African American or the color?
I don't know.
See,
you know, art is contemporary. You think of what you think.
Okay, I think it's stupid.
Oh my God.
That's what I think. Anyway, though, I'm sure we're going to be talking about this later on in the show. Oh, Kevin, I meant to tell you. Went to the mall yesterday, and I went to that Pop Mart store.
And were there Labubus?
There were no Labubus.
Oh.
But I did ask, and it was hysterical because the girl working clearly had some sort of script memorized.
Let me guess. She was all like, if you want to know when we have Labubus in stock, you can follow our Instagram for updates.
Yep. That's exactly what she
told me the same thing. I was like, okay, girl, cut the script.
That is exactly.
Let me know what day you get it in. She's like, I can't. We don't know when shipment goes. I was like, okay, you know what? I'll come another time for another employee.
Hysterical. I walked away from that store. It's funny, actually, that we talked about the Met Gala for a second there. It's a lot like the Met Gala.
How?
It's stupid. It's very fancy, and, like, there's a lot of, like, people that seem to be interested, but I couldn't tell you what they're interested in or why. It's, like, just a bunch of dumb... They're not even toys. They're, like...
Collectibles.
I guess. Like, I don't know. I didn't understand that store at all. If you've never seen the Pop Mart store where they sell Labubus, if you've never seen Labubus, they're picture the book Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes.
And that's it. They ripped off that design, and then they just make that little character do different things and in different colors.
Yep.
That's basically it. And people go crazy.
Yeah, I'll spend my whole paycheck on it.
There was this old Asian woman that was in there.
Aww.
And she dropped so much money. It was ridiculous.
On what? They were sold out.
She bought other stuff.
Oh, see, that's what happens. If you go there and you can't find the stuff that you want, you just end up buying the other stuff as, like, you know, to compensate it.
Yeah.
That's why I have one of these puffy ones, the little blow bubbles, because I couldn't get my Labubu.
So what do you want that one for?
This one's cute because it blows a big bubble and it's like a stress ball.
You do walk around making that. Do it again.
Because you squeeze it and it's like a stress ball. It really has helped me through stressful times.
Stressful times. So didn't you just get it like 4 days ago?
Right. And look how happier I seem.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
This is a brand new character that is premiering on today's phone scam. I was asked by somebody to phone scam her husband. Her husband is a college professor. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be funny if another college professor tried to sign up late for his class, but just wanted to make sure that there were no hard feelings about another professor signing up for the class.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Charles.
This is Charles. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Professor Balavacqua, and I am calling you from one colleague to another to see if I can squeeze into your class on film production. I understand that the class has already started, but I'm trying to see if I can attend.
I'm sorry, your name is Bevilacqua? Professor Bevilacqua?
Professor Bevilacqua.
I don't believe we've met. What department are you in?
I do not teach at your college.
What college are you a professor in?
Stanford.
Oh, Stanford University?
Stanford College. It's different. It's not this. We run into this quite a lot. It is not Stanford University. We're getting off the subject. From one colleague to another, I am just curious. Do you have any inventory for another student?
I'm sorry. We don't typically allow other professors from other educational institutions to audit ongoing classes.
Well, I'm not here to audit. I'm here to attend as a student. I wanted to make sure beforehand that you wouldn't be intimidated having another professor in your class.
No, I don't think it's a question of intimidation, sir. It's more a matter of procedure.
I see. I wouldn't want the other students as well to get confused as to who would be leading the class.
Well, I don't think there'd be any confusion on that front, sir. But more to the point, I believe that you would need to speak with someone in our admissions office.
Yes, I already did that, and that is how I got your phone number. They said I would have to email you, which I don't believe in email, so I decided to call you directly at your office to see...
That's fine.
Okay.
What is your first name, sir?
Brian.
Brian?
Yes, but you may call me Professor Balavacqua.
I'm sorry, sir. Why exactly are you hoping to attend my class?
I need to round out my degree. As it turns out, I do not have a college degree.
You don't have a college degree?
No, I don't. But I thought
and
that
yet
I did.
You are a paid professor at Stanford College.
College.
Where is Stanford College located, sir?
It's located near the subway in Natomas.
Okay. And this is an accredited university?
We're working on that. I'm not quite sure why this is turning so adversarial. Is it because you are threatened that another professor would be in your class?
No, I am not threatened, sir.
Okay, all right.
I am busy. I have a number of paying students and responsibilities.
I will be paying. I'm not quite sure why you think that I would be trying to freeload,
I am in my own database now, and I see nothing within our school system that reflects your name or your college, sir.
Correct. I have not signed up yet. That's why I'm trying to sign up, and I'm not quite sure why you're so adversarial with me. It seems like intimidation.
This has nothing to do with me at this point.
Okay.
You need to go through admissions, and I don't know why they recommended
to
me.
And they gave me your office phone
number.
Well,
they should not have done that. They should not have done that, sir. And
how
I'm sorry,
about this?
I can't.
Excuse me, Professor. What if I wear a mustache, and that way the students in your class will know which one is the real professor and which one is there to attend as a student, so that they're not confused?
All right, sir. I'm going to have to end the call at this point. This is
Charles, are you still there?
Yes.
None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show, and your wife emailed me and wanted me to mess with you.
I need to go.
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Oh, he hung up.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are talking to Jason this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
You went on a first date with a girl named Avery, and just like every second date update, the date went great as far as you're concerned, but now you're getting ghosted. What makes this a little different, though, we'll get into the date in a second, you're pretty pissed about this. Do I have that right?
You got that absolutely correct.
Okay, and then why are you so mad?
I don't know. Maybe it's my own personal experience. I don't like to generalize, but maybe women just ghost more than men do, because this is not something that I think should happen. At the very least, give me a heads up. What went wrong? What could I have done to make it work out?
Well, just real quick, what did you do on the date?
We went out and got some food, and then went to one of those kind of like a Dave and Buster's type of place, you know, played some skee ball, you know.
All right. You didn't get overly competitive, right? We had that happen a couple times.
Oh, no, I always let them win.
smart move. All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold, Jason. We're going to talk to Avery because we have her, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Then we're going to conference you guys together. Jason's now on hold. Avery, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
Hello. It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Jason, and he told us that you two went on a date, and it was great,
but you have disappeared from his life. And he's not happy about that. He would love to go on a second date with you and wants to know
why. But also believes he deserved an explanation if you weren't interested.
Can I be completely real with you guys?
We wish you would be.
It sounds really, really shallow, but he's just very short.
He's what?
She said he's very
short. He's really short, yeah.
This is gonna this is gonna affect Gavin. I just need you to know that. This is gonna bring some stuff up.
Well, it's more than just that. He is also short, but he did say on his dating profile that he was 6 foot.
Okay. Mm. All right. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, listen, from one short king to another. Okay? I feel for you. It's not our fault.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. But did you lie about it on your... How tall are you? Let's be honest.
I thought I was 5'11". I don't think I shrunk.
Yeah, no way. You are 5'7"-ish.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. Is that true?
I don't... Yes. I got to measure again. It hasn't been recent, but I thought I was at least 5'9 to 5'11.
You keep slipping down further and further. I love it.
You think you were somewhere between 5'9 and 5'11? Does it change with the seasons? Is it like when my feet swell and I go from an 8 to an 8.5?
Well, regardless, though, you know you're not 6 foot. So why would you put 6 foot on a dating profile? You're setting yourself up for failure.
I know women like tall guys, and I thought that would just kind of be a whatever thing when we got on the date, and people wouldn't talk about it. It's not something I think is that big of a deal.
Okay, so you thought it would get a foot in the door.
I get it.
Pun intended.
So
you thought if you could get her on the date, that would be enough. You could razzle-dazzle her from there, and she wouldn't notice your short king status.
I'm charming.
Yeah. I know.
I feel charmed.
Is this really like the kind of thing where you can't overlook his height, or is it the lying on the dating profile?
I can overlook height. It's the dating profile. What does he think? I'm stupid?
Yeah, I get that. It is kind of like you did see in my pictures that I have eyes.
How tall are you, Avery?
Catfish adjacent. I'm 5'10".
So you are taller than him. Are you taller than him?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's pretty good indication that you are not 5'11" if she's 5'10".
Yeah, she was wearing tall shoes.
I like Jason. Are you sure we can't do a second date on this, Avery?
I don't know. I can't get past being lied to.
All right. The second date update on the wake up call. It's 106.5 The End.
106.5 The End.
The wake up call.
What is something that your mom kept from your childhood? Call or text us right now at 916-909-1065 and tell us what it is. Bonus points if she tried to give it to you as an adult. All right. We want to hear your comments. This is your show, 909-1065. And the reason we're talking about this is because Kevin brought something up that is interesting because he is not a parent. He is not a mother, but he has already started to keep things from someone and for someone. And who is that person, Kevin?
My nephew.
And what are you keeping? Because he's only, what is he, two?
He's two, yeah. He has done so many, like, art projects in his little daycare thing. And they're ugly, but, like, I get it. He's a kid.
Sure.
And I have a whole file full of them.
That's so sweet, Kevin.
So cute. They are learning about clouds.
Why are they going to you, and why aren't they going to his parents?
Well, because he made it specifically for me.
I see. Okay.
That's
all right.
So cute.
So we want to know what are some things that your parents kept from you or kept for you? Well, text message we already got in to 916-909-1065. That was really, it's funny because it really makes our mothers seem like serial killers.
Oh.
Teeth and hair.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. We put on Facebook. Somebody said that her mom made her baby teeth into earrings.
Oh, my God.
And then tried to give it to her.
What?
As an adult. And she was like, no, you can hold on to them a little bit longer.
You know who else took body parts and made it into jewelry?
Viet Cong.
Leatherface.
Oh.
Viet Cong. Wow, that is very historically specific.
Well, isn't it right?
I don't know. I never heard that.
Okay.
Well.
Here's what I don't understand. I completely understand keeping things of your kids because, you know, they're getting older and you're going to miss when they were little and they were doing these funny things, right? What is the age that eventually our parents go, I don't want this anymore? It was so important to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes people put it in boxes so that the time can't get to it, you know, to preserve it.
Right.
And then there hits an age.
Yeah.
Where your parents go, could you get this out of my house?
My mom's in this era right now in a big way. The Purge Gavin's past era.
Right. Loved it. Now.
Every single time, it feels like every single time my mom sees me, she has two things for me. One, an article for me to read that she's pretty sure I'm going to be really interested in.
Yeah.
And two, something from my childhood.
Yes.
Like, she saved progress reports and like elementary school tests. I mean, we have a mom on hold that has kept stuff. It's an interesting perspective. It's the other side. Yeah. Let's talk to Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Now, you say you have kept all of your kids' baby teeth, right?
All of them.
All right. Now, let me ask you, what's the plan?
I tried to give them to them, and they don't want them.
Of course not.
Why do we? Okay. Do I have my kids' baby teeth? Yes, I do.
See?
My plan was never 30? To offload them onto them, though.
It's, you know what it is, Sherry? I honestly think that it's just guilt. We hang on to these things
and
because
then we can't get rid of
the
them.
The idea of throwing exactly. something that you grew in your womb,
yeah.
have it be just like a front tooth
yeah.
in the trash can, feels so just
wrong.
Right.
I thought they'd want them.
Have you thought about making them into an earring?
No.
Okay, well, there's still time. We put this up on Facebook, and Karen said, a chicken pox scab.
Ew!
She scrapbooked it for me.
Oh my God!
Dust, of course.
Oh my God! I mean, I saved my kids' umbilical cord.
Well, yeah, like I have things. Those.
Well, what's the difference, really? It's still a biohazard to keep something like that.
I mean, one gave sustenance to your child, and
the other was
a disease
in the herpes family.
Right. Brooke said, my mom kept almost everything, all the cards from the baby shower and my first birthday, the wrapping paper that lined the drawers of the dresser that was recently given away.
Oh my God.
Mom,
wow.
Come on.
What else we have on there?
This Julie said, my mom kept a bunch of my baby clothes, which isn't all that weird, except she's had them sewn into a quilt for me a few years ago and gave it to me. Now I'm a single woman, no kids, who owns a blanket of my own baby clothes. And I've been told there's a scrapbook of my childhood school projects in the works, so I'm sure that'll make a great coffee table book.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
God.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So what is your unhinged marriage hack? 916-909-1065. You can call or text us at that number. It means, how would you describe this, Katie?
So, and it doesn't have to be just in a marriage.
Okay.
But ladies, if you're in a relationship, especially if it's with a man, and you want to kind of like manipulate the situation a little bit to either get him to do what you want or get what you want, here are some hacks.
Got a really funny one texted in. I ghost them, but in person. No talking, no eye contact, no physical touch, like they don't even exist in the same room. If I would think I was dead. I would think I was like in the Sixth Sense.
You're the ghost.
Yeah. And I'd be like, hello, hello, hand waving in front of them. This is it. I died. I don't know. This is like Beetlejuice. Like, what do I, where's my handbook?
I hate to say that I think I do that, but I don't do it on purpose.
You do it like it's a reflex?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This one, I tell made up stories about my things that my friends' husbands do and finish it with, I'm so glad you don't do that. But they're actually all things that he does do that I don't like. So he self-corrects. This one, I occasionally buy gift cards. So every time he doesn't want to go out to eat, I say, oh, we have a gift card from Christmas. Works every time. Oh,
that's a good idea. Do you do anything? Because I know I do.
I mean, there's always the old, I have to tell you something and you're really not going to like it.
Oh, what
and
is that?
And then it's, you make them think it's going to be, like, it's going to be something he doesn't like, okay? But you make it sound like it's going to be much, much worse. So by the time you say it,
yeah,
it doesn't seem so bad.
That's not so bad.
No.
Mine is, I use the kids as a weapon.
Okay.
And I lie openly. Like if there's a place I really want to go for dinner, I will tell my wife, like all the kids are saying, they all want to go to Original Al's Pizza for dinner. What? We just went there? I know.
Kids.
I know. But
kids,
like they, something about they really wanted the pizza. And then what always happens is if she gives into that, which she usually does on the way there, one of the kids goes, we're going to Al's again.
And you're like, shut up.
He's crazy. He's been talking crazy all day.
This one, I love this one. I say, the dishes need doing and you need doing. And I only have energy for one of these things.
Wow. Oh, that'd be nice.
And then
I'd be like, yeah, I'll 100% I'll do the dishes.
It says he does the dishes in record time.
Of course.
I'm going to absolutely start doing this. I will out loud just boo him when he's not being nice, helpful, or acting right.
That's great. We should start doing that just everywhere in life.
Yeah.
Next time we have a corporate board meeting here. Bah!
Yeah. I love this one. Whenever his driving gets a little dicey, I just go, whee!
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh,
that's
like a roller coaster.
That's way better than what my wife does when she like does the whole angry dad thing teaching you to drive where she tries to put her foot on the fake pedal.
Okay.
Or she throws her hands up and she's like, whoa, whoa. Oh. To which I always go, you weren't even looking. Everything's under control. Stare back at your phone, you passenger princess.
If he's mad at me, I put on a party hat. And then argue with them.
that's a winner. Maybe not the party hat per se, but just literally something goofy.
Yeah.
Like next time you have a serious conversation in your relationship, very serious, where feelings might get hurt, put on something silly.
Sure.
Get a little silly goosery.
Like a red nose.
How could you be full on DEFCON 1 mad?
This is the last one. I like to say, you know what I love about you? And list what I want him to be like. And he believes suddenly he has these qualities and starts to build on them without questioning. It's magic.
So you just like manifest it?
Yeah. Like what, you know what I love about you? Like if he doesn't work out, like that you're so into fitness.
Would that one backfire? And you'd be like, well, I was going to join a gym, but you know what? I don't have to. I can lift this whole chair by myself.
And that's true.
She was impressed. Yeah. She saw me doing mowing the lawn. You know what? I want to start mowing the lawn with no shirt on. Which is almost never a good look, by the way, because it's like filming yourself having sex. Like you actually don't want to see that in real life. Cause like you're going over terrain. So like you're bumping, like you're going up.
It depends on the physique.
I don't know. I mean, the human body will shake and shimmy unless you have no fat on you.
Yeah.
And even then, that's not a good look either. I feel like
there are whole categories for women of like sexy gardener.
Keep them coming into 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Kevin? And Katie had to step out again, and we are going to... Nope, James hung up. Uh-oh.
Wow, he got so scared.
Wow, spooked. Find somebody real. Hold on 1 second. We're just going to...
Just pick one. Hey.
Wake up call. Who's this?
Heather.
Hi, Heather. You are alive on the air right now because we had no backup and James hung up. So, Heather, you now get to play Are You Smarter Than Kevin, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Don't hang up, Heather.
Keep your radio turned off. Don't hang up. Don't swear. All righty? Kevin, get out of here.
Hey.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, Heather, and we'll see how many questions you get right versus how many Kevin gets right. Are you there?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if I want to play this.
you don't want to play this?
No, I was calling for the Disneyland ticket.
No, I know, but we found our winner for that.
I know, I'm sad right now.
Oh, I'm sorry you're sad. So do you want to just be sad by yourself, or do you want to have fun and play a game?
Okay, let's give it a shot.
That's what I thought. All right, here we go. Question one. A 50-year-old failed Soviet spacecraft has a high chance of crashing to Earth this week. Most major cities are in the potential crash zone. However, scientists say there's a 70% chance it's just going to hit the water. What is the Russian word for astronaut?
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. Question two. The trailer for a movie called Highest to Lowest just dropped, and it features the acting debut from Ice Spice and Aesop Rocky. They play characters similar to who they are in real life, but they work for a corrupted record executive played by Denzel Washington. How many Oscars does Denzel Washington have? 1, 2, and she hung up. Oh, my God. Get Kevin back in here. Hold on 1 second. This is bedlam. Kevin, everybody keeps hanging up.
What happened?
I don't. This is insane. Everybody hung up.
I think people are scared to play Are You Smarter Than Kevin.
This is crazy.
I mean,
I don't think they're scared.
It doesn't seem like nobody want to play against me.
But nobody's
I'm so
scared
smart.
Of you.
I do have 2 college degrees. That's probably why.
You're a human laboo-boo. There's nothing to
be
scared of.
Oh, look, there's one. Let's answer that one.
Find me. Go out there. Okay. Hold on. I'm just going to pick somebody
up.
One. All right, here we go. Wake up call. Who's this?
This is Ronald Tinker.
Ronald Tinker? Is that a real person?
Okay, you better not hang up on us, Ronald Tinker.
All right, Ronald, listen. If you hang up on me, the whole show's over.
I will not hang up on you. Okay. I think you promised.
Okay. I'm leaving again.
Get out of here, Kevin. It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin? I've already asked one question, so maybe we should just do four questions today. What do you think, Ronald?
I'll be honest, I didn't know the first question either, so we can just go for four.
Well, no, listen, I appreciate that honesty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the second question?
I did not hear the second one, no.
Okay. How many Oscars does Denzel Washington have? Is it one, two, or three?
I think my dad watches a lot of his movies, so I'll go with three.
Okay.
I think he can do it.
Question three. Speaking of A$AP Rocky, the man's been busy. He and his wife, Rihanna, were at the Met Gala and stunned on the red carpet, not for their outfit, but because they announced baby number three by showing off her baby bump. That's exciting. Name one of their other two kids.
Oh, my great googly moogly. Deshaun. Let's go with that one.
All righty. Question four. Thunderbolts is the number one movie at the box office. Maybe you noticed that there's an asterisk at the end of the title. Well, now we know why that asterisk is there, as Marvel has changed the name of the movie because of a slight spoiler. The movie is now being marketed as The New Avengers. Spell the word asterisk.
A-S-T-R-I-C.
Okay. Okay. And question five. A mother in Kentucky woke up to find 30 cases of Dum Dum lollipops at her front door, and it cost her about $4,000. The reason was, of course, because her 7-year-old accidentally ordered them off of Amazon. Each case contains 2,300 lollipops, and there are 30 cases. So, is that more or less than 60,000 Dum Dums?
Did you say 2,400 was in more? Let's go more.
Okay, all righty, Kevin, bring Kevin back in here. This Ronald Tinker. I'm not gonna lie, this has been chaos.
It kind of has.
Yeah, this is what happens when our boss goes, we're going to do the Disneyland contest literally at the exact same time as another contest that we do. Man, checks paper every weekday.
Right. I'm so glad he's still on the air.
And we have for 10 years. All right, Ronald, I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, we're skipping the first question.
Oh, wow. So I get a free point?
No, you don't get a free point.
Oh,
we're
so
only doing four. We're only
okay,
doing four.
Wow. This right, here is we go. Not good.
Question two. This is a mess. There's a movie coming out called Highest to Lowest. It's Denzel Washington alongside A$AP Rocky and Ice Spice.
Oh.
Making their acting debut. Wow. Spike Lee is writing and directing it too. How many Oscars does Denzel Washington have? Is it one, two, or three?
Denzel Washington. Two?
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow.
Slay.
Question three. Speaking of A$AP Rocky, he and his wife Rihanna announced baby number three.
Yes! Her baby bump was at the Met Gala.
I love that these two come up with top shelf ways to do baby announcements. Super Bowl halftime show, then the Met Gala.
Yeah,
so fun.
Great. I love them.
Name one of their two kids.
Riot.
Riot, yes.
The other one, I think it's just like letters. RZA.
I believe it's pronounced RZA.
Oh, see? No.
All right. Question four. Did you see Thunderbolts yet?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was
That's how I feel about it. I've got a review at Gavin Wake Up Call on Instagram if you want to see my review for it. Apparently, a lot of people disagree with me, though, and really like it. But we now know why there's an asterisk at the end of the title, because Marvel has officially changed the marketing, and the movie is not being marketed as Thunderbolts anymore. It's being marketed as The New Avengers.
Interest. I don't like that.
I don't either.
I don't like that.
Spell the word asterisk.
A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
I mean,
And question five, a mother in Kentucky woke up to find 30 cases of Dum Dum lollipops at her front door. Cost her $4,000 when her 7-year-old accidentally ordered them.
Oh my God.
If each case contains 2,300 lollipops.
Okay.
And there are 30 cases. Is that more or less than 60,000 Dum Dums?
Okay. What? I'm gonna say less. More.
Final answer.
It's 6,900 Dum Dums. So more.
I guess somewhere in there was an answer. Wow, you could open your own barbershop for that. Ronald Tinker, are you there?
I'm still here.
Listen, the final score, you got 1, Kevin got 4, so Kevin wins. But listen, thank you for saving the show. What a disaster this was.
You know what? You're the real winner.
You are the real winner.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for playing. Tell us what we need to hear.
I am not smarter than Kevin.
You are not.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a funny story for you.
Okay.
There was a guy, now granted this happened in New Zealand, where I don't think a lot happens, but there was a guy that drew a crowd of over 700 people that showed up with one intention, to watch him fold a fitted sheet.
Okay.
Now, this was a promotional thing for his comedy show, some comedian, and the whole, you know, one-man comedy show is all about recent breakup he went through and the struggles of a millennial man who's single. But that guy didn't know that many people were going to show up to watch him.
Okay.
And when they asked,
and did he put the call out in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. But 700 people, it blocked traffic. It was a commotion.
That's okay. That's
and I crazy. Think the reason why had nothing to do with him. It's because people love a good magic trick. And folding a fitted sheet.
I'm telling you, I'm so good at it.
It's impossible.
It's not.
It is.
It's so easy.
I have a video right here. This is a video of somebody folding a fitted sheet.
Uh-huh.
How to fold a king-size fitted sheet. Place each hand in a corner of the fitted sheet
right
the side of the sheet
Duh.
In front of you. Flip one of the corners inside out and place it inside the other corner.
Yep.
Then gather the other two corners of the sheet so you have two corners in each hand.
Yeah.
Again, flip the one set of corners inside out and place them inside the other set of corners.
Now, I just want to say, up to this point, I'm like, okay, all right, I'm following, okay.
Straighten it out and then lay your sheet on a flat surface. Since all four corners of the sheet are together, the elastic will make a U shape on the side. We want to fold the elastic inside so that the sheet is as smooth as possible.
And then she does it. And it's like, wait, at what point did that just happen? Because it's like, I was following you for step one, then I was following you for step two, step three, I'm a little lost, and then all of a sudden it's a fitted fold sheet.
Have I never brought in a fitted sheet to fold in front of you?
No, and how convenient.
I'll happily do it.
Oh, you said this last time.
I'll do it. It is not hard. You just bink. Put them in, do the same thing on the other side, together, smooth it out, together. It looks exactly like the flat sheet.
I'm telling you, I hear you talking and I know you're lying. Fitted sheets are the scourge of society.
They are.
They are. Not only that, they keep our clothes wet in the dryer by trying to swallow everything.
That's true.
I don't know if that's intentional. Or if the other clothes just want to crawl in there and stay
get all cozy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like even you could do it.
Come on. Nobody can.
I just told you I can.
You've watched this.
You just watched a woman do it. Did you not?
I've seen AI do all kinds of things. I saw Abraham Lincoln playing pickleball. All right, you're going to tell me that's real?
Oh, my God.
And watch what I do. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
I know how to juggle.
I know people that know how to juggle.
Yeah, but I don't know how to juggle, but I can say I know how to juggle.
But the point is that you could learn to do it, and there are people that can.
My point is you can say anything. The lips can be flapping, and lies can be coming out.
Okay.
A fitted sheet.
Yeah.
That you're going to fold.
Yes.
Yeah, people are texting in right now. 909-1065. Please record Katie folding a fitted sheet. Right. You want to see evidence of this.
Katie, could you do it because she's a witch? Or Katie could do it because she's a witch and she's a mermaid, but I want to watch her do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for acknowledging both.
I mean, the point is that you need magical, mythical powers in order to pull this off. Okay. If it can even be done.
Well, maybe you're right.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying, I am from a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe that's why it's so easy for me.
Right. Well, okay.
I mean, there are people that can do math and I can't, but it doesn't mean it can't be done.
Right. But I don't know anybody that can fold a fitted sheet. So that's my point.
Okay.
You know?
That is an AI.
That is an AI.
Yeah, got it.
You know, or Spice Girl 4 and 5.
No, there are 5.
Right. Oh. Or are there? AI.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I got bad news for everybody who's not getting married. It's expensive to go to a wedding.
Okay.
The numbers have come out, and the amount that people should expect to spend on a wedding, they are staggering.
Why?
A single person, $461.
No. What wedding you going to?
Right. What's going on? I'm going
to
need the
According
details.
To one report, the average single, and that's the single person should expect to spend $461 to attend a wedding. For a couple, it's about $550. And that's more because you need attire for two people and you can split travel, a hotel, and a gift. So they're all assuming that you're going to get, I didn't know that a lot of people, even if you stayed local, get hotels for weddings.
I didn't either.
I think that's a thing that people do because wasted.
Yeah, after parties.
I don't understand
the
that concept.
After party
but
for a wedding is so strange to me.
I think it is too.
I understand it, this isn't a criticism. I understand this is like a thing now, but it's like the post-reception.
Yeah.
That is just like banger party.
I don't get it. You're not going to judge it. I'll judge it. I think there's something like kind of trashy about it. I don't know. Like you just got married. Like wasn't it not that long ago that the phrase sanctity of marriage was being thrown around a lot in order to keep the gays from doing it? Well, it's like, it's not just an excuse to get effed up.
Right.
You know, and it seems like a lot of people just use it for that now. But anyway, I digress. So to get back to this though. Okay. So it's a mix of clothes that you need to get.
Okay.
And then a possible travel cost, because let's say you don't have to fly anywhere, but you're probably going
to stay at a hotel.
Uber and hotel.
Oh.
Plus a gift.
Okay.
They said it's about $461 now. And if you're a couple, it's $550.
I guess if both people don't have anything to wear, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, you were just saying today you don't have any clothes.
Well, I have nice clothes. I don't have just live in the world clothes for like warm weather.
Oh, well, then maybe just wear nice clothes.
Okay, so I'll just start coming in here.
Wear a nice gown to work. Really set the tone here at Odyssey.
I have many gowns.
I mean, this seems insane to me.
I guess if you're staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
That does start making more sense. I didn't think about the cost of an Uber, but if you're staying in a hotel, you don't need an Uber.
I don't know. I mean, also, to go back to it, apparently a lot of people also pregame before weddings now, too.
Yeah.
We got married at a different time, and I don't know. All that it is now, it sounds like it's just a really expensive frat party. It sounds kind of gross. Weddings, to me, sound gross. But I also I don't want to get wasted. But apparently that's all that they are now.
I don't know that that's the case for everybody.
I didn't say it was for everybody, but I think it's a growing trend.
It does seem to be that it is a party more than a...
And not just the guys. Like, the women do it, too. And it's like, okay. I thought this was a very special day, but I guess not.
My thing is, like, as far as, like, the post-reception party...
Yeah.
I don't want to be with you people anymore.
Right!
I want to go be with my new husband. You guys can go do whatever you want, but I'm going to go leave with my new husband.
When we got married, My wife fell asleep as soon as the reception was over. So I went and hung out with my friends, but all we did was just sit in like a hotel lobby and talk and have like some people even had coffee.
Now, part of that, though, I think is because you had people that flew in from back east.
Yeah, they're people I never see.
Yeah. So
and she was asleep.
I mean, if I fell asleep and my new husband left and went and hung out with his friends, even if I was asleep, I'd be pissed.
Why you're asleep?
I don't care.
Why?
Be physically near me.
There needs to be an all-night vigil. You need to watch me.
Well, or wake me up.
Kevin, explain the whole like banger thing though.
I just think it's a time where people just want to celebrate.
Okay.
But is it, I mean, we've always been celebrating.
I know, but this is kind of like a party with your close people that you invited, and it's like the after party, so your family doesn't really go, but all your friends go. So it's like kind of like a fun rager.
I see.
Yeah, that's true. It does seem like the families don't
go. Yeah, all the older people don't go because it's like, you know, bedtime. I'm right here. Gave you the gift. I'm going home.
Yeah.
But all the cool kids stay after, you know, shots for the new bride before she gets pregnant, can't drink.
Ugh. Oh my God. Just the idea of doing shots after your reception sounds...
Belly shots, too.
What? Belly
what do you mean?
Yeah, it gets wild at a wedding after party.
What is going on?
Why?
They're finally married. You're celebrating. I don't know. It's fun. You just got to be in the moment, you know? Don't think about anything else.
Well, this is why you people are spending $461 per person.
Yeah, because shots ain't free.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Oh my goodness.
It's true. Vietnam is now one of the top global destinations for tourism.
Yay!
Kevin, we did it. So Kevin, who is our little Vietnamese angel, how do you feel about this? First of all, I want to say congratulations.
Right, that's got to feel good.
Yes.
Now, Bridget, you were not. This is not your homeland.
No.
This is your ancestral homeland.
This is the land of my people.
Right. But you were born in San Jose.
Uh-huh. That's his homeland.
East side San Jose.
Right. He likes to add that because he thinks it makes him seem hard.
Yeah.
But it's got to be exciting to hear, right?
Yeah. There's so many things to see in Vietnam. Like, okay. It's so beautiful. There's the Mekong River. There's the statue with the hands, the bridge thingy that you cross.
Okay.
There's so much to see. Hanoi. Like, it is a beautiful place.
And when was the last time you were there?
I went when I was, like, a little kid. So, like, I think 8 or 9.
Okay. Do you remember it?
The only things I remember was how dirty it was and like how mosquitoes bit me and stuff.
Oh.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh. Yeah. This is not the direction I thought that we would be taking this.
So you don't understand why it's the third biggest?
I mean, I understand why it's the third visited because people want to come see it.
Yeah.
But once you're immersed in the culture.
You're not into it?
Trust me, if you want flies in your food.
Oh my God, Kevin.
Yeah, they just fly in. But that could be also the place that I visited.
Well, isn't your family, don't they own a farm?
Countryside, yes. But we have since sold the land.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say it does seem like I think that this is coming from the wrong place.
Okay? What do you mean? I experienced it.
I know. But many of the tales that you tell of when you visited Vietnam, they seem to come from a place of trauma. For example, how many times has he brought up how he got lost at a water park there?
A lot.
I did, and I lost a tooth there.
Oh, and you lost a tooth,
You lost a tooth while you were lost?
Yes.
Double loss?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was crying, and no one helped me.
Wow. Right.
So I think that...
Well, were you crying in English or Vietnamese?
There's only one language for crying. And all these Vietnamese people just walked by me.
Okay.
It was very traumatizing.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Maybe it's a lot more common to see crying children there. I don't know.
I think so.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry that you're not basking in this as much as
right.
Katie. I feel like Katie and I are more excited about Vietnam becoming the third most popular tourism
country.
Well,
it's because you guys never been there. But I have since been there since the new upgrade. So they really upgraded Vietnam where they build more like touristy homes. There's like an all gold building there. There's also like more touristy attractions.
What word are you
and more like tourism?
Tourism.
Tourism, yeah.
You're talking about Vietnam like it's an iPhone.
I am trying to plan a trip in 2 years to go back
to
visit family over
there. Oh, that's so beautiful.
So you do want to go back?
I don't want. I'm forced to go back.
Because
we're getting to the age where you got to meet the ancestors at the grave sites and then meet the other aunts and uncles.
Okay, so a family trip is happening and you have no choice.
Yeah.
Got it. So you are being drugged back.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you keep all your teeth.
Mosquitoes, they really love American blood, which I have.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
So your message then to tourists thinking about going to Vietnam.
Check it out.
Okay. Fun. So now we're back to go. It's fun.
No, I'm telling people to go and check it out.
Okay.
But from my experience, I just don't prefer it. Some people like the rugged adventure.
I see. Okay.
I like the more pampered where it's tour guide led. There's bathrooms and like hand sanitizers everywhere.
Okay.
I feel like there are those things.
There are, but that's in the rich area. When I go with family, we're in the countryside.
Got it.
Okay. So going to Vietnam is basically like going to Vegas. So often you'll hear people be like, listen.
Stay on the strip.
It wasn't for me, but go and experience it.
I can see why people like it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very loud and very bright.
We're going to see a show.
Right. Yeah.
I will say the food there is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go to the places that have flies.
Okay. Every place has flies. You can't.
No, some places have fans that keep the flies away. Okay. That's the places you want to go.
I feel like. You can't judge an entire country off of their insects.
I can.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
David Beckham and one of the Spice Girls, I forget which one.
Victoria.
Posh. Victoria Spice.
Posh.
They have many kids. Brooklyn Beckham's probably the most famous of their kids. And he had a girlfriend for a while, and they broke up. And now she's doing something that when Katie told me, it shocked me. What are the details of the story?
She is dating Brooklyn's brother, Romeo. And it is causing tension in the family.
You don't say.
So Brooklyn, Brooklyn's now married.
He's married.
Yes.
So this was, okay, so not freshly split up.
It was several years ago that he was with a girl named Kim.
Okay.
And they had a relationship. They broke up. He has since gotten married very happily. But now this Kim is dating Romeo. And Romeo really likes her. Well, what it is doing is keeping Brooklyn and his wife from attending family events because they have no interest in being around her.
Right.
And even David and Victoria are like, we don't mind that Romeo and Kim are dating. That's fine with us. What we mind is that it is keeping our family from like all being together. And I mean, it's a good point.
I don't think that I agree with it. Yeah, it is a good point. But also, you shouldn't be okay with it. Like, that's not an okay thing to do. Like, it's a weird thing to do.
It's weird.
I thought this only had. Do you remember the movie The Family Stone? It came out, I don't know when it came out.
Is that
out.
When, like, at Christmas, everybody just traded partners?
Yes!
Yes, and I always thought that movie was so weird.
It's played off like it's some sort of, like, rom-com. It's got Sarah Jessica Parker, Rachel McAdams, and they go home with their, I guess, boyfriends, who is Dermot Mulroney and Luke Wilson.
Right.
And at some point during the holidays, they just swap.
Yeah.
In front of their mother.
Right.
Their mother's just watching the whole thing happen, and it's delightful. My mom loves that movie.
How strange.
It's so...
I mean, it does seem like a fun movie, but it's the premise of it that is just like, we all see what we're watching here, right?
My my mom and my brother tried to show me that movie because they love it so much. And I was like, when that happens, I was like, what the hell am I watching?
Now, I will say this. It's not like Brooklyn and Kim were just together, and then she moved to the Romeo train.
I don't care. There's 8 billion people on this planet. Find another girl, Romeo. Or because I think at this point, it's very obvious that this Kim girl is just a parasite. Like, she just wants to feed from the Beckham fortune. She's got her in, and then Brooklyn, for whatever reason, dumped her.
Or she dumped him. Let's not say that he dumped her. You
okay,
don't know.
Whatever. And then she's back in the family.
Now,
so let's say she did dump him. Then this seems personal to do this to your brother.
Okay. It seems more personal if he dumped her, but it couldn't be a scenario where she got to know Romeo while they were together and then they ended up running into each other and it ignited some sparks.
That's gross. Know him because he's the brother. How is Romeo younger or older?
I believe
younger.
Younger. By how much?
Romeo's 22, Brooklyn's 26. Four years.
That's close. Ew.
What is the ooh part?
You wouldn't be okay with this. You've got 4 daughters.
Yeah.
Imagine the same guy.
I would be outraged. Oh my God, I didn't even think of it that way.
Right. So case closed.
I'd be so mad if it was just like, wait, you were dating one of my daughters. Now you're dating my other daughter?
You should never know what it's like to have sex with more than one family member.
That's law.
That should just be law.
Right. Okay.
And I can't believe I have to say that out loud. The Victoria Spice, you're weird. David, you're weird. Like, this is a weird thing to be okay with. If the only problem is he's ruining she's ruining Thanksgiving, that's not enough. That's not enough weird stuff. You're the family stone and you're gross. And only Rosemary, Gavin's mom, likes you.
Your mom's a real Victoria Beckham. We always say that.
My mom's thrilled to pieces that one of her sons is gay because she'll never have to deal with this. But boy.
Well, that depends.
Yeah,
what
that's
if you
true.
Started dating your brother-in-law?
Right.
Oh.
Right. Right. Do you hear how it sounds?
Yes.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
My wife called me a coward A coward. Let me tell you why, though. Because she doesn't seem to grasp the gravity of the situation. My wife's birthday wasn't that long ago, and my mother, who I want to start this off by saying I love more than anything else, she is wonderful, gave my wife a statue. Now, this statue, I know you're probably thinking, that's a weird thing for somebody to give somebody as a gift. It's kind of part of a behavioral pattern with my mom.
She does.
This is the third statue that we've gotten.
I love them all.
The other two are frogs that we keep outside. There seemed to be a frog theme there for a little bit, and it stopped after two. One frog's drinking wine. The other one's laying down reading a book. We're not into frogs. We don't like frogs. But now it has become part of the fabric of our outside backyard.
Very true.
This is not a frog. It is a ballerina in a dress. The dress looks like it is made out of leaves, like a large leaf.
Oh, that's sweet.
She's holding the dress up like this, and there's a bird on the outside seam of her.
So when you say like this,
dress.
You mean like a curtsy?
Like in front of her. Yeah, like a curtsy, which makes a little recessed area in front of her in her dress. And that's what a bird is perched on. So we were like, this is, and it is, it's very nice. It is a very
sounds
nice
sweet.
Statue. Yeah. So we go out and we put it out by our pool, and I actually put it in a very prominent spot out by our pool. Fast forward a couple days, my mom comes over to the house, and my mom goes, where is that statue that we got Stacy? And I said, oh, and I was happy to show her. I go, oh, it's right there. It's right there right by the pool. And my mom goes, oh, it is not an outside statue.
It's not an outside statue, meaning what?
It's like
it's indoor decor.
She has what she said.
Got it.
And she starts suggesting places around the house for this statue. The next day, my wife sees it sitting right by the backsliding door in the shade.
Okay.
And she goes, what's going on? And I go, oh, it's not an outside statue. My mom says we have to put it on the dining room table. Or I forget what I said, but I did tell her.
I am also a 43-year-old man.
I said, it's not an outside statue. My mom said, it's not an outside statue. My wife goes, what? And she doesn't let it go. And then she reverse Google image searches.
Okay.
The statue. And finds it on several different websites. Every single site that my wife found said outdoor statue. Some even describe it as a bird feeder.
Well, it sounds like it's a bird feeder or a bird bath, the way she holds up her skirt. Okay, so what are you telling me?
Well, here's the problem. My wife wants it back outside.
Okay.
Which would mean that I need to, at some point, have the conversation, Mom, you're wrong. It's an outdoor statue.
Okay.
Are you nuts? I'm not going to tell my mother she's wrong.
Well,
no. And then my wife goes, she goes, just tell her that it's an indoor statue. I said, I am not doing that. She goes, you are such a coward.
You are a coward.
And I said, okay, hold on a second. And I called my brother up on the phone, the only other person on this planet that understands. And I said, the whole situation. And I said, Stacy says I'm a coward. And he, on speakerphone, just goes, Stacy, that would be suicide.
Okay, let's walk through this. Worst case scenario, you, for some reason, decide to go, hey, Mom, you're wrong. As opposed to just putting it back out where you guys want it in your whole grown-up house outside by your grown-up pool and just don't bring it up.
She's going to see it.
Okay. So let's say she does see it.
Okay.
Then all you have to say is, God, we just loved it so much outside because it could be like a bird bath. So we Googled whether or not it could be outside and it said it could.
AKA, you're wrong.
Okay.
Katie doesn't get it. Wait. You cannot tell your mother that she's wrong.
As a son, right. You can't tell your mother that she's wrong.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
I don't think you give her enough credit to just be able to handle stuff. Right.
She doesn't know. Kevin, she doesn't mm-hmm. know.
Okay.
Sons and mothers. Mm-hmm. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
text in to 916-909-1065 with either a suggestion on what I should do, or she doesn't get it. Gavin, you're right.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I like dinosaurs. That is all. Thank you very much for coming to The Wake Up Call. No, I'm a huge dinosaur fan, always have been, ever since I was a little boy.
Do dinosaur fans have a name?
Probably.
Okay, we'll look it up.
Yeah. And even when I was a kid, a little kid, I wanted to be a paleontologist. Knew what a paleontologist was, wanted to be one, and clearly that dream has come true. And I have been embarrassed by my dinosaur-loving brethren when a bunch of, I will call them idiots, tried to break a world record. Katie has the details.
End of April in Canada, a bunch of, I'm going to say guys, but maybe there were some girls in there too, dressed in T-Rex costumes. I'm guessing they're the blow-up ones.
I'm sure.
And they wanted to break a Guinness Book of World Records for the most T-Rexes all in one place. Now, this record was set in L.A. in 2019 with 252. But the Canadians said, sorry, we can do a lot better. So they gathered 3,000
oh my God.
People dressed like T-Rexes and got them all in the same place. The unfortunate thing is that it didn't count as a record, despite how many people there were, way more than the previous record. And the reason it didn't count is because they couldn't get all the dinosaur people to stay in one place for 1 minute.
Oh, my God. What?
They just kept wandering away. They just kept wandering away. And I'm sure it was a lot of like, Kyle, get back here. I'm going to be right back.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry. couldn't get them all to stay in one place.
Could you imagine trying to organize that and then losing because you couldn't for just 1 minute get 3,000 idiots to stand still?
Yeah. No, I can't, because I couldn't imagine ever putting that much effort into something like that.
Here's why I got super mad about this.
Okay.
I saw this article as well. We've got, websites that we go to that really help us, you know, give us things to talk about on the show. And I scan them every single day, and I scan all these news stories, and you know, my eyes are moving back and forth quickly across them because I can't read everything. But my brain has been trained since I've been alive to look for certain buzzwords.
Now, you don't mean corporate buzzwords.
Nope.
You mean Gavin buzzwords.
I mean Gavin buzzwords.
Yeah.
Weezer.
Okay.
What'd they do? Kelly Clarkson show. Well, yeah, I got to click on that and watch that.
Sexy woman in a men's tuxedo with short hair. Hello.
You often don't see that too much. But yeah, I click on that one too. Yeah. And probably one of the top three. Dinosaurs? Is there dinosaur news? And I'll click on the link because it's usually like paleontologists discover new dinosaur discovered in Argentina. What?
Right.
What? And then I read about it. Or turns out, you know, this dinosaur was way smarter. We here's a picture of a dinosaur embryo found in a fossilized egg. These are all like real stories that I found. This one. Guinness Book of World Record for people dressed as dinosaurs?
Woohoo!
Don't make me flip over a desk. Don't waste my time. What a waste of a buzzword.
Now, when I told Gavin this story, I said, did you hear about the Canadians that dressed up like dinosaurs to break a world record? And he goes, yes! Excited. And I said, you heard the story? And he goes, yeah. Yeah, I saw a dinosaur. And I said, I could tell by your glee, you hadn't really thumbed through the article.
No. But
okay, now let me ask you this. How mad would you be if you were dressed as a T-Rex and you didn't get the Guinness Book of World Records because your peers
yeah. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't just stop wandering away.
I'd be furious.
You'd be furious.
I would be furious. And
you don't want to make a T-Rex, Matt.
No, you do not.
Right.
Their vision's based on movement. And I think that the sentence, "I saw a dinosaur," should be on my tombstone. Because it can mean so much for so many people.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I found something that I thought was pretty interesting. I've got 8 things on here, and it's advice that we should stop listening to.
Okay.
First one on there, don't go to bed angry.
Oh.
Go to bed angry.
Oh, it says do go to bed.
This is advice that we should stop listening to.
I totally agree with that. Sometimes there are things you just need to stop talking about and you need to sleep on.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
This one, and I love this one. The advice, never give up. Give up. Sometimes you have to give up.
I guess. I feel like it's not something that people are like, no, seriously, physically keep going. I feel like it's more of like a mental attitude.
Like, you don't know parents, like all your years of soccer that were like, stay in it. You got to stay in. And it's like, your kid doesn't like soccer. They're not good at
true.
It either.
I guess
but
that's
they're the never give up parents. You made a commitment. You made a commitment. These 10.
Wow.
Commitment to what you made a commitment.
What I found is that a lot of those parents say that because they've already invested so much money. And that's the worst
part. Guess. I mean, what the experts say about that one, sometimes if something isn't working, you got to let it go.
See, but then, I don't translate that as giving up. I think if you are done with something.
Yeah.
I think that that is something different than giving up.
Well, then maybe
giving up is something like where you want to still be doing it, but you're just like, ugh, I can't.
Well, I think in a lot of those cases, you do still want to be doing it, but you just realize.
I meant in the analogy that you're giving.
Here's another one. When there's a bully, just ignore them.
Uh-huh. Don't. We disagree.
This is advice that we should stop listening and stop giving. It says most bullies won't stop just because you ignore them. Sometimes the situation needs to be addressed. I still get triggered when somebody flicks my ear because I tried to ignore a bully on a bus and just let them flick my ear until it got hot and tears were rolling down my face. And I probably should have just done something about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that thing is, but I should have just done something about it.
Are there a lot of scenarios as an adult where someone's flicking your ear?
No.
Okay.
But when it happens, I'll punch you.
Oh.
Yeah. Another one on here. Don't be afraid to do what you love. The money will follow.
Oh, boy.
The expert said, this can be true, but it also could get you into a lot of trouble. It's possible to make money doing something you're passionate about, but you're still going to have to figure out the how.
Well, I think the asterisk next to that needs to be as long as you have another revenue stream.
I guess.
I mean, it's fine to keep working on something that you're passionate about, even if you're not making a lot of money at it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But just let that be your side hustle.
Number 5 on this list of advice we really should stop giving and taking. Tough it out. Not always, according
Definitely
to the experts.
Not.
Talk about it. Take breaks. Think it over. Take care of yourself. Then keep going. The whole, like, lower your head and just keep pushing. That's like such a caveman mentality. Like, we don't have to live like that anymore.
Right.
Another one. Forgive and forget.
Never forget.
I disagree with that. If you're not going to forget, then don't forgive. I think that they do still need to be coupled, but you don't always need to do it.
I don't know if that's true. I think I can forgive somebody for something that they did.
Yeah.
But like Maya Angelou, that phrase, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Right.
I think that it is okay to, because people have their moments, right?
Right.
There are times when people behave badly. There are times when I behave badly. And it is okay to like forgive me because I behaved badly in that moment. But now you know I am capable of behaving this way. So I don't think you should forget that about somebody.
I think that forgetting is the only time that my superpower of a terrible memory works in my favor.
Mm.
Because, like, people in your life, you have done, like, things that have really upset me.
Sure.
I have forgiven you, and I also have forgotten them.
I don't think you should forget, because let's say I make you mad and you explode or something, okay?
Right.
Well, what if I said something that was very triggering to you?
Right.
I forgive that you blew up, but I shouldn't forget that this thing triggers you. And so I shouldn't go that route if we're fighting, you know, or something like that.
I shouldn't
flick your ear. But if you truly forgive, then it's okay.
Then what's the point of remembering?
You can hopefully not repeat, have that moment repeat.
You didn't do anything. They did.
But what if I did?
What if I
did something unintentionally? Or what if I know that if a person behaves a certain way, it's going to trigger a person to not bring out the best in them? Or what if I know that if I'm going to talk to you about something, I need to approach it in a certain way so that it doesn't upset you? Or I need to not use certain language so it doesn't upset you. Your reaction wasn't okay, but it doesn't mean that I can't alter the way that I am.
And then the last one, trust your gut. Don't listen to your gut. The spirit of this one is empowering, but for people with anxiety and other issues, their gut is working against them all the time.
100%.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.